Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You guys want to watch some football with me? I'm going to be out at Sports Grill in Kendall, 9090 Southwest 97th Avenue this Sunday. Starting at 1 o'clock for a Yingling football watch party. We're going to be registering people for a chance to win a big screen TV. We'll be letting you spin the wheel. I'm going to get you that prize spot on the wheel, Robbie. I promise. There's going to be a Robbie's face on that
wheel.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm telling you. I don't know if I have to do it my damn self. So join me, Sports Grill and Kendall, starting at 1 o'clock for a Yingling football watch party this Sunday. And we'll be registering you to win a big screen TV. We got the Magnificent Seven coming up in about 20 minutes' time. Robbie will give you the best winners of the week. How did you do last week, Robbie?
Nah, 3-4. And it sucked. I had a parlay ruined before Saturday even started.
Well, listen, this is...
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm getting tired of listening to your 20-team parlays only to be done after the first game.
That only happened once, and now stupid Kansas, who hasn't won Power 5 road games since 2008, they finally broke through.
Well, this is look.
That's because Les Miles is the coach.
This is the time where he can bounce back. This is what he has to look
at.
Did
they win outright?
Oh yeah, they won big. They won by like 20 points as 21 point underdogs.
Damn,
Les Miles. Like you ever look at coaches and you look at them as kooks without acknowledging how good of a coach they are?
Yeah, Mike Leach.
No, how about Pete Carroll?
I've never thought of him as a kook.
Les Miles.
Les Miles eats grass. Yeah, he's a kook.
Ed Orgeron?
Bro. Yeah, of course.
Any professional coaches that we could just think we look at him
well,
and
I mean, Gase is a kook, but he's not a good coach.
He's not a good coach.
He's a qualified.
No. He hasn't done anything yet. I'm not even counting guys. I'm talking about people that have been around for a minute. Like Jerry Glanville.
Whoa,
who used
that's
to leak
old school.
Tickets for Elvis.
I mean, is Wade Phillips a kook? He's a good coach. He's not a good head coach, but he's a good coordinator.
No, he's not a kook. His dad was crazy.
Really?
Oh, his dad. He wore the 10-gallon hat. Oh, yeah.
Kevin Gilbride. Remember hey. that incident he had?
Yes. With Buddy Ryan.
Buddy Ryan, yeah.
Who's the kookiest coach the Dolphins have had? Is it Philbin?
No. Dude, you listen to me.
Forster.
You had a guy doing coke off his desk. You asking me who's the kookiest coach?
Well, he was almost just, a little kook.
He was just reckless. Can't just be snowblowing in your office.
Is that not crazy?
Yeah. There's only like four people here who could do snow blowing in the office because most people have to be out in the open. Or you have to be discreet like the main coach, allegedly.
You sure that wasn't smelling salt?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't understand
I don't know why you'd hide smelling
like,
salts.
But wait. The guy who held his clipboard, while it was like a plan. It's like he said it to the mic, like the headset. Hey, I'm on my way over. Get everything ready. Okay. Because that guy, look, held the clipboard and then handed it back to him like nothing happened.
What if Josh Rosen goes out here and he's going to lead the Dolphins to like 5-6 wins?
You got your quarterback.
Do you?
And you got 3 first-round picks to get him more talent. And maybe look, that's one less need filled.
Here, let me ask you a question.
And if he sucks,
this is, look, I'm going to ask you this question.
Yep.
You think if you draft a quarterback in the first 5 picks,
yeah,
you have more of a chance of having a Hall of Famer or just a 10-year pro?
Yes.
Which one? Because everybody thinks if you draft a guy first, second, or third, that he's going to be Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or any one of these quarterbacks.
Neither of which were.
When most of the time, the guys who are drafted as
I just want value
the Dolphins, picks I want, the guys that end up being great.
I just want the Dolphins to have that night where they feel like they have their guy. I want Roger Goodell to walk up to that podium in Las Vegas, sloppily drunk.
We'll be there.
And I want him to say that the Dolphins took their quarterback and everybody's happy. I don't want them to go through this entire year and then like the first guy they take is a defensive end.
You know what I want?
What?
Players?
I don't want the hope of getting the guy. I want them to get the guy. Right? So while you're talking about, oh, I want the Dolphins to feel good about drafting so-and-so and whatever, I don't care. I want the guy to be able to perform wherever you draft him.
You're going
to
hate what I'm going to say here, okay? Because I can already tell.
Hold on. Let me get something.
Would you lose a job to Ryan Fitzpatrick in training camp if you were the guy?
If the coach was playing,
even if he weren't playing
psychological warfare.
But he clearly isn't.
Let me ask you a question. At any point in time, did you ever think that Ryan Fitzpatrick was better than Josh Rosen?
No.
Okay. So.
No.
So if the coach was playing Ryan Fitzpatrick over Josh Rosen.
But it has to be to a certain point, like the Seahawks, they paid Matt Flynn a ton of money.
Right.
And they still went with Russell Wilson the first week of the season.
Right. That means it was really like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. But it wasn't that much of a difference.
I mean, it was a pretty big difference.
No. I'm talking about, like, they had no intentions under no circumstances of starting the season with Josh Rosen. None.
But why?
Again.
They couldn't even hold out
you
to
know
their plan.
Why?
If their plan was the bye
Here's
week,
why.
They couldn't even last two more weeks?
Here's why. That's what I just said. I said, wait, how the hell is a quarterback not good enough to play because he's not ready on Tuesday, and on Wednesday he's fine?
I'm going to tell you,
Dolphins,
I'm telling you right now, if Josh Rosen goes out there and wins five games, Dolphins are going to be mad.
No.
Yes.
Why?
They just are. They want their guy. He's scraps.
He was a top 10 pick a year
not
ago.
Not yours, though. Like, he was cast off. If he comes out and he's amazing.
Really?
If he comes out, do you understand? Obviously, there's circumstances. Here. If he comes out and he's amazing and you think, like, oh, whoa, this
Hold
is
the-
different. That's
amazing on this team is not going to come across as amazing on the Patriots because you don't have a supporting cast. So you have to taper your enthusiasm to be able to look into that to see if he's a good quarterback.
You can tell, man.
No, you can't.
I can tell Minshew.
Not if your whole – really?
I can tell.
He also has one of the best defenses in the league.
Holy
not sick. The dead last.
That defense is so
again,
good.
Again, would you like these numbers again?
No.
47 plays. And 20 minutes, and then the following week, 23 minutes. They haven't had a full game of football yet offensively.
Jeez.
And you're going to say, you with these numbers, you can evaluate a quarterback? No, man.
I mean, it was enough to evaluate Ryan Fitzpatrick is not good enough to be their quarterback anymore. But... I'm not even wondering if Josh Rosen can't be fine.
Ooh, somebody said Rosen is Chad Henne 2.0. You can tell. Like, I'm going to be fair and honest from a person who's been around football, right? And I very rarely would throw this in your face. I don't know. I can't tell. And I know for damn sure if I can't, nobody else can.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Lots of South Florida news yesterday. Started with, you know, obviously Josh Rosen being named the starter. Rosen time, if you will. He's going to start against, allegedly, although the coach haven't come out and said that yet, it's just been reports.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be announced today. They have a press conference today, right?
Who?
The Dolphins. It's Friday.
On Friday, they don't have press conference on Friday.
Friday, I think the coach speaks.
I don't think so. No. I don't think so.
Don't they have to travel, or they travel Saturday?
Yeah, but I don't think they have a press conference on Fridays.
Does
the coach have to talk every day?
I don't know. I'll text Beasley.
And speaking of press conferences on Friday, there is a press conference supposed to be today for a new contract extension for Don Mattingly.
Oh, yeah. Don Mattingly going out there. This shows the stability they've been lacking all the time. You think that the WWF... was going to be run by nine different people. No. One man, Vince McMahon, goes out there, runs the program. That's the show. That's what it's got to be for the fish. No more of this cup game that goes out there. You're going to have, what are you going to have, some quitter like Edwin Rodriguez come out there and say, oh, it's Father's Day weekend, I don't want to manage them anymore. We're going to have some guy like John Bowles, nobody respects, Dan Mazzelli comes, undercuts him, and they're getting him fired. Although Dan Mazzelli was a real bastard for that. We're going to go out there, and you're going to have somebody like Jeff Torborg, who wasn't good enough to cover the championship roster, go get Trader Jack. No, you need to go and stick with the guy who's the guy. No further questions, Mean Gene. Donnie's the guy.
What would happen if I showed up to this press conference today? If I showed up to this press conference today as Macho Marlins man? It's might as well. Like,
yeah.
It shows more credibility than whatever was going on at that UFC press conference yesterday.
Well, here's the problem. Some organizations could have fun with that.
Yeah.
But I don't think Jeets would be too...
You don't think Jeets has had a good laugh at Macho Marlins, man?
No!
What?
No, I don't think he'd have a good laugh if you went to the press conference.
He loves Jeets.
Okay.
If Macho comes in and he goes,
here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's
I got to bring. Obviously, the music's going to be there, though, so they're going to have to deal with that.
Oh, yeah. Macho Marlins, man, $7.90 the ticket. Question for Jeets. When you're not being so awesome, what led to the decision to come with Don Mattingly on an extension? Tell him, Jeets. Tell him what it's for. And he'll just hype him up.
So Jeets will be like, all right. I'll answer this question.
That's right. Tell him to quit. Tell him, Jeets. And the Shermanator, too.
And then Jeter's going to ask Macho Man, is there any more questions? And he's going to be like,
no further questions, Derek. Or from you for sorrow. Jeets has enough time. He's already talked about this.
Hey, Leroy, just because you play football doesn't mean you have all the answers. Never claim to have all the answers, but I have a better idea. How's that?
Gardner Minshew's wearing himself an American flag headband last night on SportsCenter.
Dude.
By the way.
Nothing says Mississippi more than that.
You know who needs more television time? Steve Smith. I want him to call a game.
Dude, he
hates
everybody. He's an angry
He's
analyst.
Petty.
The lady was just throwing it out there. I don't remember her name. Excuse me for that. But she's just throwing it out there like, oh, yeah, you know, Gardner Minshew, a legend. He goes, legend? Legend? Really? It's been 2 weeks. Why don't we slow down on that? She's like, all right, take it easy, man. Like, just saying something. Just saying a thing. Steve Smith hates every quarterback. I'll tell you who he trashed. He trashed Tannehill yesterday. They put up a side-by-side of Mariota and Tannehill. He goes, what are you even putting Tannehill up there for? He was a disaster in Miami. Couldn't lead him to do anything. It's a disgrace you're even putting him up there with Marcus Mariota. I was like, whoa, take it easy, Steve Smith.
Was Tannehill a disaster or the Dolphins a disaster?
According to Steve Smith, it was Tannehill.
That's where I differ from a lot of people.
The science hasn't been proven yet. Once Tannehill gets on the field for the Titans, and if he starts balling out for the Titans, then the science could prove Leroy correct.
I think it's going to be quick, man. Like,
it's not.
Marcus Mariota looked terrible yesterday.
In defense of me, it didn't matter who the quarterback was. All I merely said was, based on the rest of the team, if you honestly think you can evaluate one player on the team, you're crazy. I'm not saying, look, I don't even know if Ryan Tannehill's a good quarterback or not. I'm saying I don't know because he had a terrible offensive line and the defense was horrible.
Dexter writes in, Leroy Horde has gone full Kanye.
You ain't got the answer, Sway. Hi, Sway.
The line wasn't as funny as the whitest guy in the building saying it. That's what I'm laughing at. Like, you try to talk like Kanye.
In fairness, I'm not whiter than Joe Rose's producer, Matt.
Oh, no. Well,
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No, that dude's way whiter than me. I'm not saying I'm not white. I'm white as hell. I'm wearing a damn Miami Dolphins vice shirt right now. But that guy?
Biff.
I think the whitest of the white, though, is obviously Gardner Minshew's father.
Oh, yeah.
Robbie, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
If you guys like to win money, This is the best gambling segment on the... A lot of gambling segments out there these days. A lot of these crackpots on radio, they like to bring in, you know, so-called experts, pseudo-experts, as Tony Fiorentino calls them. We got an actual expert, because he's a degenerate. Robbie the Degenerate and his Magnificent Seven are next.
Oh, yeah.
It is time for the Magnificent Seven. This is where Robbie the Degenerate gives you the best seven plays of the weekend that will sometimes turn into 32 plays because he has just unbelievable parlays. You can text the show at 67974. Text on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota this month. All new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Ariel Helwani is going to join us next hour at around 9:20. We're going to talk about the Jorge Masvidal, Nate Diaz press conference yesterday, which had a very hostile crowd, but really wacky reporters. I'm sure he thought it was quite weird. But we're pumped for that fight. It's probably the best thing going on in Miami sports right now, quite frankly, is Jorge Masvidal.
And it's not even happening in Miami.
Correct. Robbie, it is your time, my friend.
Let's start off a little noon action on Saturday. Who doesn't love noon action on Saturday?
Of course.
You got UL Monroe at Iowa State. Iowa State is an 18.5-point favorite at home. Now, I have a question about Iowa State. I don't even know if they could score 18.5 points. Their last game, granted, a rivalry game, Iowa has a good defense, but they only scored 17. All right, you want to throw that one out? Fine. Their first game of the season, FCS Northern Iowa, they were at 13 points at the end of regulation against an FCS team, Northern Iowa.
Whoa.
Yeah, they ended up going to triple overtime, and they got up to 29 after three overtimes.
Yeah, I don't like those overtime stats. It can get really sketchy.
They pad the stats, yeah. It makes you think, oh, look at this high-scoring offense. Really, they scored 13 at the end of regulation. They were tied with Northern Iowa, Kurt Warner's team. And now you guys might be thinking, Iowa State, they did cover their last game. They were getting a point and a half, and they lost by 1 point. However, the previous six games, they did not cover, and the one cover was by half a point. Now, UL Monroe, remember them against Florida State?
Yes.
They were depressed. They were demoralized. But then they had the bye week, so now they've turned that depression, and now they are steaming angry, and they're ready to extract pain on somebody. Not saying they're going to win, but take the 18.5 and UL Monroe.
All right. Number two, Robbie.
More noon action. Little Big Ten, Michigan State at Northwestern. Michigan State, a 9-point road favorite. Again, Michigan State, I'm not sure if they could score 9 points. They have lost three times in a row to Northwestern outright. All three of those times as favorites, and Northwestern had beaten them in those three games, all of them by 8 or more, two of them by double digits. Northwestern has won. Now, you may be thinking, wait a minute, Northwestern, they're 0-2 against the spread this year. But one of those games was an all-time bad beat against Stanford when there was a sack fumble with 10 seconds left.
Worse than last night?
Yeah, it was worse than last night. I mean, yeah, last night was pretty bad. I'm not going to lie to you. But then also Michigan State, their last game, they scored 7 points against Arizona State, and they have myriad of kicking issues similar to what the Canes have. It's college kickers everywhere. Even Houston kicker last night missed a bunch of kicks. Take Northwestern, a 9-point home dog. Michigan State can't score. Take the 9 points.
Number three, Robbie.
All right, Leroy. More the big noon game. Michigan at Wisconsin.
Oh, boy.
Wisconsin is a 3.5-point favorite at home. Now, Wisconsin, they have been pounding fools all season. They have covered the spread all three games, and the points that they've covered the spread by is 26 points. They've covered the spread by at least 26 points in all three games.
Yeesh.
Well, I mean, this dates back to the Pinstripe Bowl, too, because they've only played two games so far.
The Canes don't call him daddy for nothing.
Yeah. Michigan, on the flip side.
Daddy Badgers.
Michigan has not covered six games in a row. Michigan also not very good as an underdog. They've lost, check this out, as an underdog, 13 straight games outright as an underdog. 19 of the last 20 as an underdog. And they have not covered 7 of their last 11.
Cheer up, Leroy.
Michigan also doesn't play well on the road against ranked teams, or 1-5 under Jim Harbaugh. They haven't covered 6 of their last 8 road games. Michigan hasn't beaten Wisconsin on the road at Wisconsin since 2001. And it's also a revenge game for Wisconsin, because last year Wisconsin went up to Michigan and they got pounded. Now the game's back in Madison. And road Shea Patterson, he's a little bit shaky.
I'm kind of hoping Michigan does good, too, because I feel like it will keep Stephen Ross in a good mood with the Dolphins tanking.
Well, I look at it this way. If Michigan does too bad, who's to say?
Does it make the move? Go out and hire Jim Harbaugh?
No. He's not going to do that.
What?
You think he's going to hire Harbaugh for the Dolphins after he couldn't coach his college team?
Dude.
What?
Oh, Jim Harbaugh. But he's been so bad.
Well, very mediocre.
He got San Francisco to a Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, but that was years ago. What if he's washed?
What if they
football's changed?
Wait! If Pete Carroll could come back.
No, that's fair.
And so take Wisconsin, give the 3.5 points. I think they're going to win by double digits.
Apologize, Robbie.
Sorry, Leroy.
Busted out a PTI in the middle of your.
That's fine. I like it. I was feeling bad. Then Robbie said, I think they're going to win by 2 touchdowns. You know what that means. Close game.
Number four, Robbie.
All right. Speaking of close games, Appalachian State at North Carolina. Now, this line, 7 catfish on this line. Scott Van Pelt would call it stinky poo. North Carolina at home against Appalachian State. It's only a 2.5-point favorite, and it's gone down. It was 3 yesterday. Now, Appalachian State, everyone's loving Appalachian State, but so far they've only played Charlotte and East Tennessee, and they pounded them both. But come on, who are those teams? North Carolina, on the flip side, they've played 3 teams in the Power 5, and they beat the Hurricanes at home.
Yep.
UNC has covered 3 of their last 4. Now, check this. I mean, it feels fishy. It feels like a trap. But UNC at home, you're giving less than 3 points to Appalachian State. You got to take that all day. Remember when the Canes went up to Appalachian State and the Canes are only 3-point favorites?
The famous Mark Richt swag speech.
Yes, great speech.
Great speech.
Might be Brad Kaya's all-time best game was against Appalachian State. But, yeah, they went over there and pounded them. Now, put it this way.
Always got to be a Kaya dig.
Yeah.
Always has to be.
If North Carolina doesn't cover this spread at home against Appalachian State, Manny Diaz should be fired immediately.
What?
Wait.
Excuse what? Me?
If Manny Diaz loses to North Carolina and they can't even beat Appalachian State at home, -1 Manny Diaz.
You think he gets a retroactive firing because of another result?
I mean, yes.
That's not a thing.
Somebody said John Harbaugh's NFL Al Golden.
So take Carolina, give the 2.5 points. If they don't win, something's up.
Number 5, Robbie.
All right. Louisville at Florida State. Florida State is a 6.5-point favorite at home. Now,
what? Against Louisville?
You guys remember the great Louisville train of 2018 where they're just getting steamrolled left and right?
I do.
They were 1-11 against the spread that year.
Yep.
You know who their one cover was against? Florida State.
Oh, Jesus.
2019 Louisville, much better. They've covered all 3 games so far this year. Louisville has covered 3 in a row against Florida State, including 2 outright wins as an underdog against Florida State. Now, Florida State, you guys know about this. They've been a dumpster fire.
Yes.
Against the spread.
Aware.
1-6-1 in their last 8 against the spread. And you already have home losses to Boise State, and you needed the luck of all luck to skip past UL Monroe at home. And you're giving 6.5 points. No sale. I ain't buying it. Take Louisville +6.5.
No sale. I ain't buying it.
Number 6, Robbie.
All right. This one, I fully admit, is for degenerates only. Late night, 10:15 p.m. Saturday night.
FDO.
FDO for degenerates only. Toledo at Colorado State.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
5 grouper for this line. Toledo on the road at Colorado State in altitude. A 9-point road favorite at Colorado State. Now, Colorado State has not been that bad. They're 1-2, but they've played some good teams in that stretch. They played at Arkansas. They played at Colorado. I know
Arkansas.
They're not. I mean, they're Power 5 teams relative to what Colorado State is. Much better the teams that Toledo has been playing.
I'll allow it.
They score, and Colorado State has scored 30 points in every single game so far. And 2 of those games coming against Power 5 on the road or in neutral sites. Toledo, they're a little bit overrated because they only lost by 2 touchdowns to Kentucky. That's their big claim to fame. And Toledo has not covered their last 2 FBS games, and you're playing in altitude. Altitude has been a trap for teams all season, whether it's, you know, Missouri going into Wyoming, whether it's Purdue going into Nevada, whether it's Nebraska going into Colorado, or even last weekend, USC going into BYU. What happened? All 4 underdogs won at home and during the altitude. I think Colorado State can win this game outright, and you're getting 9 points at home. Take Colorado State. Late night special, +9.
That altitude's really that bad, Leroy?
Huh?
That altitude's
if you're not,
really
if
that
you're
bad?
Not used to it.
It just sometimes it feels hard to breathe.
Ugh.
Because you can't. There's not a lot of oxygen in the air. It's thin.
Crazy.
So when you start getting tired, like, yeah, man, you're... But it's not.
Science.
Let's go. Number 7, Robbie.
All right, you guys ready for the monster parlay?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just kidding. There's no parlay.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, man, I wasn't expecting that. I was buckling up for like 9 teams.
I had one in my – believe me, it was hard to pass up with the 2 massive NFL favorites on Sunday. But I found a better one. Central Michigan. at Miami.
Oh, no.
This Saturday. No. The Canes are 29.5-point favorites at home.
Why do you do this, man? I know exactly where this is going to go. Why are you going to piss everybody
off? I was thinking, you know what? Central Michigan, they're a lot more improved from last year. Central Michigan was 1-11 last year, one of the worst teams in the FBS. They're already 2-1, more wins than last year, and they've covered two of those games. The two wins, obviously, they covered. So I'm like, oh, wow. Central Michigan, much improved. However, look deep into the science.
Okay.
Those two covers, they pounded FCS Albany and they pounded Akron, which Akron might be the worst team in the FBS. Those are the two big wins. You know what they did in between those two games?
No.
They lost 61-0 to Wisconsin on the road.
Jesus.
Canes, by the way, so far, the first three games, they've covered two of them. And Manny Diaz, this is a chance for him to send a message. He's on the hot seat. He wants to make it look like he's back.
Hot seat. What are you talking about? You keep cranking up the heat on his seat, and he's not there.
He ran it up on Bethune-Cookman last week. He wants to cover the spread. He wants to get the bros back on his side. So, believe it or not, the Canes are going to cover Saturday. They're going to win by 40 points.
Is that the first time he's ever taken the Canes in the Magnificent Seven?
I've done it before.
Have you?
I mean, I did it a couple times. I mean, I go back to my archives.
I felt like during the 10-2 season, I felt like you never took the Canes.
Yeah, the drunk season. You kept
saying the bill was due. And eventually, I guess it was due, but you said it was due like week four.
It's true. But they would win, but they wouldn't cover in a lot of those games.
Excellent job, Robbie. That is the Magnificent Seven.
Somebody said, what does Robbie look like? I imagine him as a balding young guy who spits while he talks and gets super excited when telling a story.
You can say a lot of things about Robbie. Balding is not one of them. One of the most luxurious heads of hair you'll ever see in your life. I mean, it is glorious.
I gotta get rid of it. By the way, I'm due for.
You're gonna come in. He's gonna be clean shaven on Monday. That's
full
what that
buzz.
Means. All right. When we come back, we get to a little bit more. What went down Thursday night football? Dolphins. Jalen Ramsey rumors. Plus, Leroy's favorite thing in the world. Journalists trying to do the runaround to get their questions answered. Guys, the Digga wants to help save dogs, and we are sponsoring the second annual Raising for the Rescue's Benefit Concert. The big show is happening at Revolution Live tomorrow night from 6 to 11 p.m. There's an epidemic of homeless dogs throughout South Florida, and we are raising much-needed funding for the 100-plus abandoned dogs of the Everglades to continue their mission. So come out to this concert Saturday night. Great music, food trucks, a silent auction, and a whole lot more. Help save dogs. The second annual Raising for the Rescue Benefit Concert is happening at Revolution Live tomorrow night starting at 6 p.m. It is Tobin and Leroy. Robbie the Degenerate here as well. Beast is out today. If you guys didn't see on social media, he lost his grandfather, passed away at the age of 98. So a beautiful life, but he is going to be out for a little bit as he is going to be with family. So we wish him the best with all that stuff and dealing with his family. Things that are going on. Last night, the Jacksonville Jaguars got themselves a win in Thursday Night Football over the Tennessee Titans. Absolutely fantastic. Minshew Mania is running wild.
That's not a thing.
Oh, it's a thing. What do you mean it's not a thing? Oh, it's a thing. Minshew Mania is absolutely a thing. Everybody's got their mustaches.
I feel like he's supposed to wear like a dojo outfit or something. Doesn't he seem like the...
I think he wears as little clothes as possible.
No, but I'm saying, it seems to me like he's like the guy who was in Karate Kid.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, a lot of people call him Uncle Rico.
Yes!
But he got himself on the board. The Titans had a bad mess up. They dropped a punt basically right off as the Jaguars are punting to him. It set the Jaguars up nice and pretty. They scored on the first couple drives, then very little scoring the rest of the way. It was a bit of a slop fest.
Two field goals from there on out.
And Calais Campbell was just destroying everybody. I tell you what, though, that Josh Allen on the Jags defense, that guy's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's really, really good. There were rumors that were put out there that the Jaguars did reach out to the Miami Dolphins regarding Jalen Ramsey, that the Jaguars have made their price known, that they want two first-round picks. The Dolphins obviously have a bevy of first-round picks, so why wouldn't they just check in? I did put out a poll, and you guys can vote at 790 The Ticket. Would you want the Miami Dolphins to trade any of their first-rounders for Jalen Ramsey? So far, 62% of the vote says no.
Smart. We got some smart fans around here.
They do not want to give up a first rounder for Jalen Ramsey.
I'd give up Houston's first rounder.
2021.
Yeah. I don't think Jacksonville would do it. I think they want something right away.
I'm sure there's too many teams knocking on the door wanting him.
And of all the situations, I think if they went and offered him a fat contract, that he'd stay.
I feel like he's going to stay too. I just don't. The thing that was weird about it is the owner comes out last night and there's all these reports. Oh, the owner loves him. And the owner wants to pay him. I'm like, well, why hasn't he?
Exactly. It's how you have to approach this situation. If they approach it the right way, that means everybody, you know, just calm down. And they approach it the right way, and the owner says, hey, man, look, we want you here. Let's do this contract or whatever. But what happens is, here's what happens. Hey, Jalen, we're going to redo your contract. Let's reconsider this, right? Because there's no guarantee that we can trade you to a team that has the cap space to redo your contract.
Right.
And then they take a month to do it. You know the game.
Yeah, long, slow play it.
Right.
Slow play it.
So I don't want that to happen.
The big news yesterday for the Miami Dolphins, besides these Ramsey rumors, they picked up Taco Charlton yesterday, who's gotten to Dallas' version of Charles Harris. They were only picked six places apart in the same draft. He asked for his release this week because he was a healthy scratch for the first 2 weeks of the season. So Dolphins are going to kick the tires on him, see if they can get any pass rush because, quite frankly, they don't have any bodies on the defensive line. So why not? Yeah. Why not just check it on out?
Yeah, I think at one point, once Kamdiche comes back from the pup list, the Dolphins are going to have four first-round picks on that defensive line because they have Wilkins.
Wasn't there a report on him? He couldn't even run one gasser?
Yeah. If he comes back, that's a good – I should probably
How's
say that.
How's that possible?
That's why he got cut from the Cardinals. Like, bad shape. It's really bad.
Have you ever seen anybody in that bad of shape, Leroy?
I mean
– big guys? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Look, they're not in the – they don't like cardio – they can lift this building, but if you ask them to run around the building, you got problems.
I can sympathize. Running's for the birds.
You need to do something.
Huh?
You need to do some cardio.
Ugh, it just sucks, though. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Running. Legs.
Running, the heavy breathing, and cramps.
Oh, cramps.
Oh, the cramps. Cramps suck.
And you can't drink too much water either. That'll make more cramps.
Yeah.
That's not true.
So, you can't drink it all at once. Like, you have to sip the water periodically. You can't just down the whole bottle of water while you're running. You're going to cramp.
I'd be curious to hear from a couple of Dolphins fans if you guys want to get on this Josh Rosen thing, because I am genuinely curious if Dolphin fans want to see him succeed or if they want to just get their own new guy. 786-360-0790. Because I feel like there's only two grades Josh Rosen can go with that would make people happy. Not make people happy, but make them satisfied. I think people either want him to suck also, or he has to be amazing. Because if he lies somewhere in the middle, I don't feel like people are going to be in a position where they're going to trust him to be the guy.
Okay, question. How in the hell is he going to be awesome?
Got to test the eye test. You know, like Minshew, you could just tell. He's got an it factor to him. You could just tell. Tell me you can't tell about Minshew 3 games in. Got it, man.
And by the way, shout out to Minshew, shout out to the Jacksonville coaching staff that he comes from the air raid of Washington State where they throw it every down, and he's coming into a pro-style offense. They coached him into run their offense.
Yep.
They're not just getting guys to run that can only do their offense.
Yeah, that's because Leonard Fournette is washed.
Except for that one run. And all his yards on that one run.
It was crazy.
Or else he's going to have negative yards for the day.
Speaking of coaching, so Ron Rivera, this is always Leroy's favorite thing in the world. It's called the journalist okie doke. So Ron Rivera has there's a lot of secrecy.
Journalist okie doke?
Yeah, there's a lot of secrecy going on right now with the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton. A lot of people think he's going to be out. He has a foot injury. They're going to start their backup, but Ron Rivera gets up at this press conference and he goes, "All right, guys, listen, I don't have any updates on Cam. Let's just kind of put it to bed." They wouldn't put it to bed, and Ron Rivera decides, no,
I'm not going to talk about it anymore, guys. I mean, let's talk about Arizona. I mean, I haven't really talked about Arizona, you know, so it'd be good to answer those kind of questions.
Cam, though.
I know it's about Cam, but that's, you know, we won't. I don't know anymore until tomorrow. So let's just, you know, let's talk about Arizona. If not, there's no reason for me to stand here.
You felt before the opener, you were 100% confident he was going to be ready to go. Where are you on that level now?
I just asked you to ask me questions about somebody else. I'm not going to do this anymore, okay? I told you, I won't know anything until tomorrow, okay? Thank you. Golly.
And he's gone. Did you hear him at the end? Golly.
Golly. Well, yes.
That is,
because
that's one of the biggest, that's one of the most frustrating terms you could throw out without using a curse word is golly.
Gosh dang it.
Dag nabbit.
Dag nabbit.
What did you think Ron Rivera won that round? Or did the okie doke win?
It didn't even get to that point. He just, like, to go back, like, my whole thing about is it considered not doing your job if you don't keep going until the guy's irritated and walk away? Because if you had other questions, now you get no questions asked.
No, they definitely didn't get their questions asked.
But
that's
so
true.
You understand what I'm saying is that I think, like, tend to talk about how players have an ego and they want to make it all about them. And
right.
If your job as a media person is to get a interviewee to talk, if your job is to get them to talk, you think you're going to get them to talk by just pounding them with the same stuff?
Yeah, I feel like you got to have the taste of the room there and figure
right.
out where things are because...
Especially if the guy, like Ron Rivera does not seem like a guy who has been jackass as far as interviews.
Wears a lei. He's got a Hawaiian shirt sometimes. He's very relaxed. He's Riverboat Ron.
Right.
But there's different, like with Jalen Ramsey's press conference where you could tell he wanted to say some things in his own way so he'd allow the runaround questions. And then with Ron, he just straight up was like, I don't have any answers, so I don't want to answer this or say anything about it.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. We're never going to know how the Panthers plan on stopping Kyler Murray because the questions weren't asked. They couldn't ask him about Arizona.
Right. There you go. So, are you mad at Ron for not answering that
question?
I'm
not mad at Ron.
So they could ask more questions? Or are you mad at the person who's supposed to be, as they would say it, we're the go-between between you and the coach?
Well, it felt like the guy was trying to go like, aha, I got you.
Because
you said you felt good about him.
Right. Right.
All right. Well,
again,
we tried it out. What do you want me to do? Not play Cam Newton?
I get insulted because that insinuates that, hey, I'm asking these questions and I'm smarter than you, so I can trick you by asking you the question in a different way.
Oh, man. It's wild. A lot of things happen in Miami sports. We got a Canes game this week. Rob, we'll get you caught up with your headlines next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.